Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us each week. We appreciate that. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, lots of stuff. Let's do a sort of rapid fire today. Let's start with the news on Friday that the Assembly Minority Leader, the Republican Brian Kolb, dropped out of the race for governor.
A real surprise. Everyone thought he was in it, at least through the convention, but he decided to drop out, said he wanted to spend more time with his family. Most people think there's more to it. John DeFrancisco, the Senate Deputy Majority Leader, is seen as the front runner, but there's a lot of wrangling behind the scenes. Republican leaders, county chairs, operatives aren't necessarily sold on DeFrancisco, and they're talking a whole other line of Republicans to see who might be interested.
The star witness in the trial against the governor's closest aide, Joe Percoco, former aide at this point, Todd Howe, had to admit that he was a known liar, broke the rules he was under for the trial, and got arrested.
Yeah, you know, this is a different one. When your star witness against the defendant is put behind bars during the trial, he apparently lied. He had an agreement with prosecutors that he would stay clean, and he did not. He apparently tried to dispute a credit card charge, a $600 credit card charge for a stay at the Waldorf Astoria in New York City while he was meeting with prosecutors. And he tried to say he never was there. He was. It was an embarrassment for the prosecution. It's unclear what that will do for the trial. He's already seen as a bad guy, but, you know, this doesn't help the prosecution's case against Joe Percoco.
Meantime, in your column today, party boss seeks DA inquiry over abetting Percoco. What's this?
Yeah, Ed Cox, the chairman of the Republican Party, the state Republican Party, says there's enough testimony and evidence coming out of the trial, particularly how Joe Percoco, after leaving the state payroll, was allowed back into his old office, made calls, may have been doing political work, may have been helping his clients. He says that's a violation of the state public officers law, and he says that Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance should look into it and also look into whether Percoco was aided and abetted by Cuomo and anyone else in the administration. He's also ancillary seeking an ethics investigation into the situation as well.
Finally, the embattled, as your lead line says here, Brooklyn Assemblywoman Pamela Harris, who was, during all this corruption trial going on, found out that before she was an assemblywoman, she was allegedly involved in corruption, and she's gone AWOL.
Right. She was indicted on January 9th, and she has not been back to Albany for any session days since. She's still getting paid as a lawmaker. She still holds her seat, but she has yet to come back to Albany since her arrest. It's raised questions. People say if you're going to represent, if you're going to keep your seat through the investigation, through the trial, you should at least do your job and show up.
We've been talking with Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. You can read more at nydailynews.com or certainly pick up a copy of the paper. Ken, we thank you as always.
Anytime. Be well.